Yes, we have a packed schedule this year, and throughout the festival, you can see the artwork by Ray C. Steadman Elementary School students. That's various locations around town, and that you can see that anytime because it's in the windows of the Forest Service, Petersburg-Wrangell Insurance, the banks. So there's lots of artwork to be seen.
Friday and Saturday, will there be the downtown street will be blocked off those
yes.
2 days?
Okay. Yes, and the Hoosfleet will be open. Lots of crafts, food, lots of things to see and do and partake in.
And you can also hear the Doyhoff Cavaliers performing. This is a kind of a kitchen band, a spoon band.
They are. We're so excited to have them back. And it's not a set time during the day, but every now and then when the mood strikes them, they're going to strike up the band. So looking forward to seeing them downtown.
Also, throughout the day at Lee's Clothing, a Salmon Sisters Trunk Show is going on that day Friday.
Yes, there's a Petersburg, Alaska logo. It's exclusive, and that's on Salmon Sisters hoodies. And come see the new styles from our favorite sisters from Homer, Alaska.
And then there are two chances for a one-hour Make It and Take It rose mulling class that day. I think there's multiple chances throughout the weekend, right, for a rose mulling class?
Yes, the one-hour Make It, Take It, it's unique this year. It's a bunad, and it's really neat. I've seen the finished product, and it's exciting. 9:30 and 11.
The Viking Jail, of course, is open throughout the festival, and watch out for those Vikings. And also Keto's Cave Beer Garden and KFSK fundraisers, both Friday and Saturday from noon to 7, I think.
Yes, that's down at John Lott Street in Singley Alley. And there's live music happening. And again, KFSK will be serving a shish kebab plate as a fundraiser. So head on out and support KFSK and have some fun there.
And just down the street, Harbor Bar Beer Garden as well, noon to 8 o'clock. Running those days. Later that afternoon, there's a Scandinavian style show. That's at 12:30, a popular event that always sells out.
It always sells out. And so get in line early to be able to have a seat at the table.
All right. Then the big parade is 4 o'clock that afternoon. Do you have any inside info about who's going to be in the parade or entrance this year? Or?
Well, we have the Coast Guard is going to be presenting the Color Guard. We have the Viking ship, as always, Sons of Norway. The Coast Guard Auxiliary will be there. I've had quite a few people give me a call and say what and where and when. And so that's if you're wanting to be in the parade, everyone is welcome. 3:45 is the lineup time at the hill right there by Icicle and Trading Union.
And that's followed right away by the herring toss.
Right, the sill. And that's immediately following the parade. And let's see how far partners can toss their favorite little Norsk fisk.
That day, you can get beer bits for Viking Swim Club fundraiser from 4 to 7, it looks like.
Right. That's outside of Parks and Rec under the covered area. And that's for support of the Viking Swim Club.
Miele Gallery has an event on Friday evening, 4 to 7, with Janine Gibbons, formerly of Petersburg.
Yes, she's got beautiful new paintings and jewelry, which will be up all weekend. Tonight, though, or that Friday night, rather, is the night that you can meet the artist.
Okay, and then the Fabric Basket, also from 5 to 7. Tell me about what's going on there.
It's Finn Quilting in Little Norway. Terry Swanson is Finnish and is going to be showcasing her local work.
Okay, great. From 5 to 7 at the Fabric Basket. Of course, the Mayfest Mayhem Part 2 Roller Derby Tournament, and that gets going, it looks like, at 6 and 7 o'clock up at the high school gym.
Yes, they are going to be taking on the Southeast Sirens. That's our Petersburg Ragnarok Rollers. And yes, all the players will be on roller skates, hitting, jumping, and blocking.
Steak night at the Moose Club for Moose members, 6 to 8 p.m. is one option for eating. And all that is followed by one of the featured performers for the festival, Christina Cabrera. And what do you know about her?
She is a Mexican sensation and international recording artist, and she brings her harp, talent, and beautiful music to Petersburg. I'm really excited to hear her play. International to me is the word that jumps out. She's talented in so many different genres, and so it's exciting that she's coming to Petersburg to play for us.
7 o'clock, Petersburg Lutheran Church, Friday night. She has another appearance later on in the schedule, too, I think.
Right, Saturday night at 7 as well.
Okay, great. And then, of course, again at Kido's Cave, DJ Alvin is performing, and there's an after party from the Ragnarok Rollers are going to be showing up, too, as well at Inga's Gallery on Main Street.
Right, that's about 10 o'clock after the bout.